How is Kildee, the Director of Service at the Royal Blind, joins me now to share how the organisation are coping at this time in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Firstly, how is, can you tell me a bit, please, about the Royal Blind?
Royal Blind has a range of services that we provide to those who are impacted with sight loss. We run a school, we run some outreach learning services, we provide residential support, both on a full-time and respite basis to children, young adults, and indeed older people.
Now, across these, could you tell me what adaptations and changes that the organisation have made to keep supporting your customers at this time?
So starting with the school, sadly, the school is currently closed at the moment. We did give parents the opportunity to send their children to school if they wished, but understandably, very many of them were concerned about their children coming to school. Very many of the children that we support have got issues in terms of their visual impairment, but they also have other complex medical needs. So for many of them, the option that they chose was to keep their children at school. So for those children, we are supporting them remotely by providing them with schoolwork. Teaching staff are in touch with the children and indeed their adult, their parents and carers, to mark work, to provide them with resources, to send them audio resources, etc. For the kids who are residential with us on a 52-week placement, they're still with us and they're within our residential unit.
I imagine you must be facing some extra challenges in supporting these residents.
Absolutely. Across the board, across all of our age ranges, we had to make the very difficult decision not to allow loved ones and relatives in to visit. So they're not having face-to-face visits, but what we are doing is taking a very creative view to make sure that we're keeping in touch with their loved ones via Skype, via iPads, telephone calls, FaceTime, and so on. And that's proving really popular. Indeed, we were very fortunate that we put out an appeal a little while ago for some more equipment to come in, and the public have very kindly donated quite a lot of iPads to allow residents to be in touch with their loved ones during this difficult time.
What other things have you put in place that can help your staff members just now?
Many of our staff, sadly, are having to self-isolate. So we're trying to be very creative. We're also encouraging staff who can come to work, but we recognise that they have childcare issues. So Royal Blind do run an after-school club, which is open not only to Royal Blind children, but to other children. So our staff are running the after-school club on a full-time basis during the day. And we're providing childcare free of charge for all of our staff who are working within residential units who feel that that would be appropriate.
So what would you say are the concerns going forward for the Royal Blind now in light of the current restrictions in place?
I think that what we need to remember is that our key resource is our staff members. And of course, what we want to do is to make sure that we're investing in them and supporting them as best we can. For us, there is an issue, as many of us in the charity sector will recognise, that funding is going to become an issue. We're recognising that we are now needing to invest in more equipment, for example, in our care, nursing and therapy equipment. We have introduced an appeal and we've been heartened by the donations that we've been receiving up till now. But I guess for us, yes, funding is going to be something that we need to be prioritising moving forward.
And where you've said about students who would normally be in residential long term for their learning, do you have any concerns about the practicalities of their learning experience with it being solely at home?
I think what we're trying to do is to make sure that we've got our professional teams in touch with our pupils, both of those who attend the school and also those that we support in East Lothian, where we have an outreach service. We will continue to develop our response to that, and we will continue to support pupils within their home environments. But we recognise that for all children, not just those that we support within the Royal Blind, that it's a challenging time being at home and not getting that social interaction that they're so used to. But we hope that we can support those children and indeed their parents and carers to come up with strategies that will make that less of a challenge.
Where can people stay up to date with the latest information about the care being provided by the Royal Blind?
We use social media platforms. We have a Facebook page and a Twitter page, so we're at Royal Blind, and we have a website that has that provides us with all of our information, which is www.royalblind.org. And indeed, other people can do other things to help support our residents. We've been heartened by the local children in our community, both within Paisley and in Edinburgh, our care home, for example, who are sending in letters, quizzes, puzzles, artwork, and the residents are really, really enjoying that. So little acts of kindness like that go a huge way to support our residents.
And if anybody listening to this right now would like to send in some nice poems or pictures or things that could spread a wee bit of joy and uplift the mood, where could they send them to?
What to do is to have a look on our website, and you'll get all the addresses of all the services that we run so that you can decide where you'd like to send something to, and you can choose which service you think would be most appropriate.
A very big thank you to Howard Kildy of the Royal Blind. If you would like to stay up to date with their services, you can do so by popping online to www.royalblind.org.